Okay, so it's 7:10 a.m. and this truly is the last thing I'm going to record today because, well, frankly, the kids will be up anytime and I don't know. It's probably time for me to stop drinking wine and switch over to coffee. So I'm just going to tell you like a brief little kind of story. You know, so basically I'm old, relatively speaking. I just turned 40. And what's really prevalent in our culture is that the most value is placed on youth and beauty, it would seem. However, if you really watch TV and watch movies adamantly and avidly, what you're going to start to really notice is that a huge percentage of really talented actors are horrifically unappealing people. It's just struck me in the last couple of years. Because when I was in my early 20s to late 20s, I was a professional actress. And what I was always being told is, oh, you're perfect for commercial this and commercial that. And then they would see not only my tattoos, but then they would start to talk to me. And they would realize that I didn't fit into any of their categories that they had at the time. I left LA at the age of 27. I kind of did this fun thing where I traded all my hopes and dreams for a family. And that magical moment when I first became a parent is the exact same moment when I dreamed of being done with parenting. It's true. Dreams don't come true. I mean, that child that we had been waiting for 9 months came out and we were like, holy shit, what have we done? Oh my God. I mean, it was the single most rattling, terrifying experience. Like, if I had had a receipt and could have been like, I'd like to return this, I probably would have. In fact, I did, at about 3 weeks of her age, try and give her away to one of my mom's friends who was trying desperately to adopt. And my mom said, Janet, go take a nap. And as it turns out, 12 years later, you know, I'm relatively fond of her. But really, you know, I've decided that parenting is, frankly, too much work. I'm putting them back in. I'm just going to put them right back in. You know, and the weird thing about being a parent, too, is people are constantly telling me how much my son looks like his dad. I'm like, I don't see it. I do not think that my 8-year-old looks like a self-absorbed alcoholic asshole. He just doesn't. I mean, he just looks like a little kid. So I don't really know, frankly, what they're talking about. But I kind of stopped years ago telling people that I used to be an actor because inevitably the following question is always, well, what have I seen you in? Have I seen you in anything? And da-da-da-da. And the answer, sadly, is no, you haven't. I did some theater that some people were at. I did some independent film that never got fully made. I did a couple of those. I did a pilot for a TV show that never went anywhere, except for that the basis of the main character of the show was written about me, specifically Janet, me, my personality. And then this pilot got picked up and produced by an entire other network. And funnily enough, because of who I am, it got put onto like this God network. I mean, like, you can't get much bigger of a juxtaposition than that. You know, so there's that. But mostly, I just spent 2 years auditioning, get called back for auditioning. I did a couple full page ad spreads for different magazines, but have you seen me in anything? Fuck no. No, you have not. And that's because, like I said again, I walked away at 27 because I thought I was too old, and I traded in my hopes and my dreams for a family. And that's worked out just fucking great. I am a modern miracle of mediocrity. I'm sort of like a child star trapped in a grown-up nobody's body. It's kind of like a neat thing to do, you know? So now I have 2 children, and that's really great. Sometimes I look at my partner of, like, you know, almost 20 years and think, oh my God, I can't believe that we did it twice. Wow, that's crazy. You know, so really, like, the thing that I love about comedy above and beyond regular acting is that most comedians are really unattractive, 'cause that's what they make fun of. So clearly, I will not be making it in comedy. Let's just gonna be honest. And I'm literally the laziest person you'll ever meet. I pay someone to do everything. I pay someone to do my dishes, clean, grocery shop, clean my litter boxes. I pay someone to pick up my kids from school. I pay someone to go to therapy for me, to have sex with my husband. And I pay someone to rob banks for me so I can pay everyone. You know, so that's basically kind of the way that I roll. And it works, you know, basically it really, really works. I'm out of time to talk about the food portion of my life, which is kind of interesting. So I'll have to work that into another segment. But yeah, basically, you know, just the point is that dreams are bullshit. They don't happen. So just don't even try, because it's a waste of time. You're just going to end up mediocre and lazy and kind of fat, overweight, and that's just how it's going to be, period, end of story. So yeah. Just give up now, really. You'll just be so much happier. Okay. All right. Bye.